Track 13, and now we come to a roundup of the sport, and we're going to start with football. Hammer blow dealt to playoff pursuit. Dewsome Western League, Buckland Athletic 0, Oldlands Abertonians 0. As it stands, we're probably playing Western League football again next year, was the admission from Buckland Athletic manager Matt Cusack after a third draw in a week. He described his team's performance against Oldland Abertonians on Saturday, March the 28th, as toothless, adding that his players need to go home and have a look at themselves in the mirror, truth be told. Buckland had to dust themselves off quickly for a Tuesday evening, March the 31st visit from Poulton Rovers. They conclude the campaign with a Good Friday visit to Ivybridge Town and an Easter Monday clash against Helston Athletic. Bovey get the job done against Crediton. Bovey Tracy AFC suffered penalty shootout heartbreak on Tuesday, March the 25th, and were then tasked with swiftly bouncing back. That one piece of silverware might now be beyond them, but Ben Goering's side are still in pole position when it comes to the league title. They weren't able to steamroll Crediton United like they have plenty of sides this season, edging it 2-1 at the Western Counties Roofing Ground. Prior to the midweek action, Bovey are a point ahead of Bridport FC, having played three less games. Elsewhere in the division, Newton Abbott Spurs visited Oakhampton Argyle on the Friday night and returned home with all 3 points. Elsewhere, Tynmouth AFC were beaten 2-0 at Coombe Valley by Torrington AFC, making it 7 games without a win in all competitions. The Easter weekend starts with a South Devon derby between Spurs and Tynmouth at the Wreck on Good Friday, 12 noon. Bovey visit Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police on Saturday before Spurs and Tynmouth host Ilfracombe and Ilminster on Easter Monday. The South Devon Football League's Herald Cup reaches the semi-finals with pain for some and joy for others. The Newton Abbott derby game was a close and scrappy one, but Spurs reserve managed to find the net twice to get the advantage over 66 and progress into the semis, which seems to be becoming an annual event. In the Fred Hewings Cup semi-final, Newton Abbott Spurs thirds beat Kingstainton Athletic 6-3. Newton Abbott 66 seconds will join Spurs thirds in the final after a mammoth 150 minutes versus Barton Athletic settles where the score was 2-2. In the Premier Division, the big upset came at the Duck Pond where second bottom Buckfastleigh Rangers had an incredible 3-2 win over Leaders Windmill. Also on the climb, Chudleigh Athletic beat Totnes and Dartington 6-2. Division 1 is really no clearer at the top, but at the other end, Liverton United continue to struggle, falling to a 7-1 defeat at the hands of Mount Gould. In Division 2, the final 100% record disappeared when Babbacombe Corries beat Signal Box Oak Villa by 4-1. Ashburton had a setback in a 3-2 loss at East Allington United. In Division 3, Kings Kurzweil got back to winning ways in Division 3 with a 7-0 win over Buckfastleigh Rangers seconds. In the Divisional Cups, Kingsbridge, Kellerton United, Drake FC, Chudleigh Athletic seconds all made it through to the quarter-finals. And just one of the rugby matches. Much-needed wins for all whites and teens. A youthful Newton Abbott RFC first 15 pulled off a minor surprise in Western Counties West by defeating promotion chasers Paynton 45-31. Paynton, long-term tenants of second spot in Western Counties West, went into the Rackahays showdown as favourites against the relegation-worrying All Whites. Newton had 4 current Colts in their starting lineup and a 5th on the bench. Tynmouth RFC first 15 and North Petherton are heading for the last day fight for survival in South West 2 after both won their penultimate games of the season. North Petherton, the team Tynmouth have to get past, were 31-14 winners over Winscombe, which preserved their 3-point lead over the teens. Tynmouth travelled to North Petherton in the final round of fixtures, aware nothing less than a win will do. And even that might not keep them out of the playoffs if Petherton harvest maximum bonus points. And that concludes the sport for this week.